Per Yerushalmi corresponding to Zochim Daf Dalad, we begin in the Yerushalmi and Per Daf Beis at the top line, Varayon. The Mishnah taught that Varayon, which is a requirement to come to the Beis HaMikdash on the three Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, has no minimum amount. Masisim Bereis Panim, or Bereis Korban Nishlashir. This refers to being seen in the courtyard in the Azora, but the Oilas Re'ir, which is the burnt offering brought by those that come, has a minimum amount. A minimum value. But Asiki Adam Rav Yochanan Mar Kesev Shtei Kesev Dvar Torah, and it follows the statement of Rav Yochanan that says that the Oilas Re'ia must be worth a mar of silver, and the Shalmi Chagiga, which is the Shlamim offering for the festival, that must be worth two. Tana Rav Yosi Koyme Rav Yochanan Raya Kolshu Chachamim Hein Sheamru Mar Kesev Shtei Kesev. Rav Yosi said to Rav Yochanan disagreeing. He says the Re'ia offerings do not have a minimum quantity from the Torah, but the rabbis give a minimum quantity, a silver mar for the Oila and two mar for the Shlomim. Amalei, Rabbi Yochan said to Rabbi Yosi, Vyeshke Ein Zeh, do we ever find such a thing that the Torah didn't give a minimum amount, but the rabbis did? Rabbi Yochan never chalas shiurim lechachomim hein shenosnu kazaifin ameis, kazaifin nevela, ukadosha min asheretz. Rabbi Yochan responded, there are many cases when it was that the rabbis defined the amount. A kazaif means such as a kazaif of a nevela, which is a flesh and animal that was not slaughtered properly, and a lentil size of a dead chariot, which is a creature whose body imparts impurity. There we do find they have a minimum shear. Le osa mishol ela kahadah datani rabbi oishia le yor panai reikam afil kolshu chachom heim sh'amru mar kesev shtei kesev. Rabbi Yochanan's question was in reference to the teaching of Yehoshua. Pasuk says in Shemais in Perikov Gimel Pasuk Tetzvav, they shall not appear before me empty-handed, and it implies that any minimal gift can be brought. But it was the chachom who said that one silver mar and two mar. The kasha mindu samach ledvar Torah hu amachacham amru mar kesev shtei kesev. If the Torah explicitly said that there's no minimum, surely the chacham don't have the permission to add to that and say a silver mar and two mar. And Rabbi Yosi Rabun, Rabbi Yochan kedatei, Rabbi Yochan amar kol shiurim halachal mashmi Sinai to amar mar kesev shtei kesev dvar Torah. The answer Rabbi Yosi Rabun gives is that Rabbi Yochan follows his reasoning that he said that all quantities are halachal mashmi Sinai, which is a direct old law from Har Sinai. So the quantity of a silver mar for the Oilas Re'ia and two mar for the Shalmi Chagiga are actually from the Torah. Rabbi Yosha Kedatei, Rabbi Yosha Amar, Ha'ichel Issa B'zman Hazeh Soch Shilushom Alav Es Hashir, Shema Yamoid Beis Din Acher V'Yishane Alav Es Hashirurim V'Yodeh Me'ezah Shir Ochel. And Rabbi Yosha, who says that quantities are midrabanan, follows his reasoning that one who eats a prohibited item in this day and age should mark down how much he ate of it, lest another Beis Din come and change the measurement of the minimum quantity, and when the temple will be rebuilt, he will need to know if he has to bring an offering for his Avira. Amri Chazi Bei Rabbi Yochanan min Ador, the answer of Yochanan retracted from his teaching, and he later said that minimum quantities are actually rabbinic. Rabbi Yonah Rabbi Yosi Tavehun Amrin Leichazi Bei V'Oid min Ador. Rabbi Yonah Rabbi Yosi said Rabbi Yochanan did not retract, as can be seen from the following. The Amr Rabbi La, Is Palgun Chizke Rabbi Yochanan Chizke Amar Chilek Adam Es Chayvasa L'Shtei Behemoth, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Adam Chilek Chayvasa L'Shtei Behemoth, El Tzach Shehei B'Yada Shtei Kesev L'Chol Echad Ve'Echad. Rabbi Allah brings a proof that Chizke and Rabbi Yochanan disagreed. Chizke said that a person can divide his obligation of two silver mar for the Shalmi Chagiga into two animals because the quantity is rabbinic. Rabbi Yochanan said that he cannot divide this obligation, and any animal he sacrificed must be worth two mar because that quantity is a Torah requirement. Shimon Lakish, quoting Chizkiah, said that only the first animal that a person brings as a chagiga fulfills his obligation. So although the first sacrifice must not even partially be from Maisa Sheni, as it does not fully belong to the owner, but a second sacrifice may be bought with Maisa Sheni money. Rabbi Yochan Amay Teufel Adam Ma'is Lama'is Ven Adam Teufel Behema. Rabbi Yochan said that one may use Maisa Sheni money towards buying an animal for Chagiga, but one cannot bring any animal solely for Maisa Sheni money. Hey Chavida, Hayu Lefanav Esa Behemoth Vehikriv Chamesh Beyamtav Arishoin Hamoisa Ma'o Shiyitchel Yamtav Achroin. The question is, if a person had separated 10 animals for his Chagiga offering and he sacrificed 5 of them on the first day of the festival, are the rest now also considered Chagigos that should be brought on the last day if not before, or are they considered mere pledges that may not be brought on Yom Tov? With Krispar Amar, if Palgun of Yochan of Shimon Lokish Chad Amar Doiche, Vachana Amar, Ein Adoiche, Vriyadin, Man Amada, or Man Amada. Where Krispar said, there's a dispute over this between of Yochan and of Shimon Lokish. One said it can be brought on Yom Tov, and one said it cannot be brought, but I don't know who said which one. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Nifoish Milehoin, Drabonon Min Milehoin. Rabbi Zeira says, let's explain this from their own words. Rabbi Yochanan do ama Adam Teufel Ma'if Lema'if, when Adam Teufel Behema Lebehema, Habido ama Deiche. Rabbi Yochanan, who was the one that said that one may use Ma'if Hasheni money towards buying the animal, any animal for Hagiga, but one cannot solely bring money from it, this shows that every animal is at least partially obligatory and it must be brought on Yom Tov. Rabbi Shimon Lakish do ama Adam Teufel Behema Lebehema, when Adam Teufel Ma'if Lema'if, Habido do ama Eina Deiche. Rav Shimon ben Laki said that only the first animal a person brings as a chagiga fulfills his obligation and can't be brought from Ma'aseh Sheni, but later ones are not obligatory and may come from Ma'aseh Sheni, and this shows that the latter sacrifices may not be brought on Yom Tov. Asub Shimon bar Vava b'shem Rav Yochanan la'olam hu moisef ha'olech v'deicha es Yom Tov ado ama ein v'dati lo'isif oid. Shimon ben Vava, quoting Rav Yochanan, says that he may continue to sacrifice him on the last day of Yom Tov, as long as he was not able to sacrifice him earlier. But if he intentionally delayed sacrificing until later, he may not sacrifice on that last day.